The world's most complicated job opens up. Friday's Intelligix briefing devoted its full attention to the machinery of global governance. Who succeeds Antonio Guterres as United Nations Secretary General? Why Africa has become the race's most coveted constituency? And what a simultaneous Security Council debate over veto reform reveals about the deeper fault lines inside the world's foremost multilateral body. Markets provided a secondary backdrop. S&P futures stood at 7,687.5 as Friday's session opened, up roughly a third of a percent overnight, while the dollar was on track for a weekly loss, a pairing that, taken together, signals something less than investor conviction about U.S. policy direction heading into the weekend. The episode also built in a primer on U.S. antitrust law, the Sherman Act's distinction between lawful market dominance and illegal exclusionary conduct, and closed with a candid correction. A May claim that Ukraine had struck Russian naval assets in the Caspian Sea, a landlocked body of water inaccessible to any realistic Ukrainian strike capacity.